Welcome back to That's What I'm Talking About. I'm Kelly Marie, your host of That's What I'm Talking About. I sure hope you're all having a really good Monday. It's a wet Monday here in Southern California, and it is our first Monday of February. Yep, our first Monday of February, and you know what that means. It's goal day. Going out after our lifestyles now. Yay. That's right. Just checking in with you. Last week, we broke down our goals in five categories, and I just wanted to check in with you and see how that's going for you. Were you able to sit down with a paper and a writing utensil and press down onto the paper, press into the paper what you want to do? What are your goals? And I just wanted to check in with you and see how that went. And if you had any troubles trying to get that done, was it a goal to make a goal? Just kidding. All right. So I have those five categories here in case you haven't heard about the five categories. That would be your physical, your basically spiritual, your career goals, and that includes your educational goals, your physical goals, I think I said already, and your relationship goals. So I just want to make sure that you cover all those bases. Those kind of blanket all of the categories, as far as I'm concerned, although you can subcategorize each one of those, such as career, and then that would be also like educational goals. So those are the categories that I have always worked from, and I know there's many other areas that we can delve into, but I kind of keep them as our general topics, those categories. So they work rather well. And just wanted to check in with you. Today's check-in day on how you're doing with your goal setting. These goal setting Mondays are just a time, an invitation to set goals that are attainable and they're timed. And so in order to reach your goals, it's important to have a goal and then set a time to it and probably a pathway on how to do it, like a map. Map it out on how you intend to achieve those goals. I love goals, and I have sat down last week and I did do some of the categories. I didn't do all of them, but in my spiritual category, I went ahead and put that I want to go to a few retreats, and I was able to cross one off because I did attend a women's retreat, and that was, that was experiential. It was amazing. And during that retreat, I from the speakers, I learned so much, and I feel as if there's a topic that I want to keep on sharing, the knowledge that the woman had imparted upon us. She shared and it came upon me, and I definitely want to continue to share that message. And it was a topic on overflow, and I'll go into that tomorrow on Thoughtful Tuesday. So tune in tomorrow for overflow, the topic of overflow. This is a little trailer here, a little teaser. So tomorrow's topic on Thoughtful Tuesday is overflow. And I look forward to talking to you about that, on what I learned from going to the spiritual retreat on Saturday. So physically, my goals, haven't been, where does your heart lie? It lies where you treasure things, right? My treasure, okay, I've been most recently not involved in my physical goals. I just haven't been really interested in doing anything that I want to achieve in my physical goals. So that's a problem. So I need to like refocus, recenter, and determine what is priority. I think that's what I want to talk about today here on That's What I'm Talking About with our lifestyle goals. Going out after our lifestyle now. So that's the acronym that we use. My lifestyle, what I would like to do when it comes to my physical part is I'd like to adhere to the steps of the Winter Shape Up program, and I'd like to redirect my attention back to those steps and try to do the steps more consistently on a routine basis. And I have been doing a few of the steps, like, for example, the alkaline water prior to coffee in the morning. I have definitely done the seed cycling step, which included going out and getting the good groceries to fill my pantry with and my cupboards. And the seed cyclings I've been very consistent with because I want to see how that works in 90 days. I really want to report back and let you know exactly how I feel in 90 days. So far, so good. Hot flashes have been somewhat better for me because I am menopausal. And I just feel like I'm doing something really good for me by seed cycling, eating the sesame seed and sunflower seeds daily during this period of the 14 days. And then as the new moon arises, when that comes about, I will then switch to pumpkin seeds and flax seeds. And these seeds are ground up. So for 90 days, I think it gets into my system and I should definitely feel the effects. On physical goals, I just watched a YouTube video of a gal in her 70s who has these most amazing arms. They're lovely. They're ballerina arms. And I definitely am going to take heed and listen to her. I took notice to her and I was like, okay, what is she doing? And she had these dumbbells, the free weights, and I'm going to start today. As soon as I am done publishing this episode, I am going to get my free weights from right outside my porch here, and I'm going to bring them inside since it's raining, and I'm going to do exactly the exercises that she had demonstrated on her YouTube video. And there are 5 different exercises, and I will definitely try them out, and I will see how it goes. And I'll give you my take on that. So that is definitely a goal in my physical part. My relationship part, relationship category of goals, I'm sharing here on That's What I'm Talking About because I like to share truthfully from my heart currently what's going on. So in my relationship goals, I have a goal to set aside time for quality time with each one of my family members. My goal is to take time to get some quality time in with each one of my children, however that may look. Most recently, I was able to spend a Friday with my son, and we spent, I would say, almost 6 hours together, and it was just really fun time. I challenged him to a game of chess, and he, of course, kicked my butt, and he was trash-talking me on Facebook Messenger up until Friday, and sure enough, I didn't know what I was in for. I sat down, and he crushed it. Every single game, he just beat me. He beat the living daylights out of me when it comes to chess. He said, basically, this is funny. He co-hosted on that day too. If you want to circle back to Dance Party Friday last week, it's a funny episode. I did notice a couple of things that I'll talk to you about later on when I co-host with him and I need to apologize for. But anyway, when it comes to the personal time with my kids, he did share with me, he doesn't really like playing chess with me because I'm not that good and I won't sharpen his skills. It's almost like it's a waste of time for him. I thought, oh, how rude. But okay, fine. I'm just going to get better at it. And then I'm going to sit down with him and see if he likes playing chess with me once I get a little bit better at it. So these kids, they're so honest. I like it. I figure iron sharpens iron. I was hoping that I was iron and I was going to help sharpen him. But I think it's the converse. Oh, I don't know how it works. But anyway, enough of that. So relationship-wise, I'm going to spend more quality time with my family and my friends, just one-on-one, and whatever that looks like, and in the future. I also, let's see, career-wise, well, with real estate here in Southern California, geez, it is boring. My real estate business is boring, but being in this job for over 30 years, I have been a licensed realtor. Actually, this is my 30th year that I'm working on, and OMG, boring. Interest rates are super high. Affordability factor is basically non-existent. There is no affordability in today's market here in Southern California for these folks to try and get a home. So I would have to narrow it down. And it's not that I'm a Debbie Downer. It's just truth. And I'm speaking from my heart, my truth. And the truth of the matter is, California, Southern California, home prices are super high, and probably the ones that are selling have to sell, or they're just ready to get out of California because of our high taxes and politics and other things, other reasons, whatever. But I always think, keep your California real estate and go lease something somewhere else for at least a year or two and see if you're going to come back, because it's very difficult to come back to California. That's just my little advice on that. But with real estate in today's market, if you don't have to sell, don't. If you want to sell and make a ton of money, this is now. Right now is the time to sell. So give me a call and we'll go over it and I could list your home. I'm licensed in all of the state of California. So wherever your home is, I can give you the absolute true value, unlike Zillow or Zestimate or whatever it's called. I will give you a true market analysis of your home exactly with the value. That way you aren't BS'd into or think your home's worth so much more than it really is, or perhaps your home is much more than it is, because I don't go off of mile radiuses. I go off of neighborhoods where you're actually living. And it's unfortunate that a lot of these other places like Trulia or Redfin or Zillow, they go off of, I believe, in my opinion, they go off of mile radiuses. They're not going into, like, for example, if you're an HOA, homeowners association, pretty much the rule is to stay within that homeowners association. And Zillow doesn't do that, I don't believe. So anyway, just be careful when you're looking at those Zestimates. Give me a call. I'd be happy to give you a complimentary free competitive market analysis. And that's just something I do. I've been doing that for a very long time. And it's free. It's just information. And how do you make a really good decision unless you have a very all the information you need to support that big, humongous decision to sell your home? And numbers. It's all about the numbers. So with that being said, all numbers right now are looking, if you want to exit and make a ton of money, now's the time to sell your home in Southern California, because we are at a shortage. We are a shortage on home inventory right now. And the minute you put your property up, not the minute, but within the month's time, it'll be sold and still very high, and maybe even higher than what you've listed it for. So I think that mostly people that are selling, they either have a place to go that's inexpensive, but I would not sell my home unless I knew where I was going to go, because trying to lease something temporarily and wait for the market to crash probably isn't a very good plan at this time, because the market's not crashing for, I'd say at least a year, year and a half. Maybe I guess lease for a couple years. But the properties here in Southern California are renting out on average anywhere from $2,500 to $5,000 a month. That's monthly. And that's a lot of money. So very difficult to find a place for $2,500 right now. A lot of homes are now close to $3,000 a month. And that's just small little single family homes. So just get prepared, talk to a professional. I'm always available if you want to talk to me about real estate. I don't really talk too much about it here on That's What I'm Talking About, but since we're in the career part of our goal setting day, I'm just going to talk to you about it. This is the one area, if you are planning to sell, if you own a home and it has a ton of equity or it's free and clear, and you want to exit and take all that cash and downsize, that's maybe the most ideal person to sell their home. And remember, they're going to be buying their home and competing with other cash buyers. And that cash, they need to realize that they need to shop for a little less than the cash they have on hand, because very likely they're going to get overbids, outbidded. So they need to make sure they're looking for almost $85,000 less of a home to shop and take their cash and wheel that money that they received on their replacement property, I mean their relinquished property, and put it into their replacement property. Okay, so that's enough on that. So in the event you have a ton of equity and you just want to sell your home and downsize, call me. That's great. I'll take great care of you. Oh, before I finish on this subject, I don't charge a lot of commission like a lot of realtors do. I just basically am a volume type person, more like McDonald's hamburgers. I do a lot of business and I love it. And I've done it for so long. I basically am at a company that I don't need to gouge you with commission when I list your home. So give me a call. There's my little spiel on that. That's about career when it comes to real estate. So since real estate's so slow, my career goal is also educational. So I've been taking classes at the community college level, and I'm working to complete my bachelor's. I do not have a bachelor's degree yet, but I'm working on that, and that's been kind of fun. And in the meantime, I'm right now in child psychology course, and I have two more courses next semester. And I've learned a lot in these last two semesters, so it's been fun. I strongly recommend getting back into taking classes. That's just a great thing to do. Let's see. So that would be spiritual, relationship, and career, financial goals. And let's see. I think I just want to talk about, physical stuff. I don't think I want to talk about anything else at this point in time. I'm pretty much done. I'm tired. Oh my goodness, I've gone on for almost 20 minutes. I'm so sorry for blabbing so long, because that's what I'm talking about, right? So blah, 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 blah. Hopefully you were able to get something out of this goal setting day. What have you done so far with your goals? Once I'm done talking, I'm going to get those dumbbells out of the rain, dry them off, and start to work out. I hope you have an amazing Monday as you launch here with me on this beautiful February 5th, 2024. And may God bless you, because that's what I am talking about. Hi, folks. Okay, So here are the five categories, because I was stumbling over my words when I first started the episode today. So here you go. This is it. Our mental category for goal setting, our physical category for goal setting, our spiritual goal setting category, our relationship category, and our career goal category. So those are the five: mental, physical, spiritual, relationship, and career. So from those categories springs the subcategories for financial, perhaps under the careers, and just any way you want to subcategorize if you want to get more into your goals, like more deeper. All right. So once again, I hope you have an amazing goal setting day today. Enjoy our brand new launch of this Monday here on That's What I'm Talking About, being the first Monday of February. What are your goals for the month, perhaps? I have a few. So I look forward to putting down my monthly goal here on the paper real soon here after I'm done lifting my free weights. All right. Once again, may God bless you. Take care of yourselves. And I look forward tomorrow to our topic on overflow on Thoughtful Tuesday. 'Cause that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.